And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Roy Cooper provided a rare bit of bipartisan good news in the state policy world last week when he added North Carolina to the long list of jurisdictions to ban the box. Cooper's order means that applicants for state jobs will no longer have to disclose past criminal convictions on their employment applications. For years, advocates for the formerly incarcerated have shown how requiring people to disclose such information at the outset of their job search almost invariably leads to rejection. The order doesn't mean the information won't eventually come to light in jobs where it's relevant, but it does mean that job applicants will get a chance to be considered on the merits of their skills and qualifications first. In a state and nation in which a large percentage of the population must overcome the scar of a criminal record in order to succeed in life, such a policy makes eminent sense. Let's hope the state builds on Cooper's order by applying the same rule to government contractors and challenging the rest of the private sector to follow suit. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.